Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Tune in live tomorrow from Tony V's in Everett. The show from 2 until 6, absolutely free for 21 years of age or older. It is the Unwrapped Pre-Funk Party. We'll be joined by a couple bands that are playing that night over at Angel of the Winds Arena.
Yep.
And all that, Daily Mix Show is stopping by. Men's Room IPA on draft or in cans.
Yep.
Definitely the Ola Days holiday porter will be on the draft for you. So stop by, get a couple beers in you, and get ready for the show.
Yeah, and I can't reiterate this enough. Like, if you, even if you don't have a ticket for the show, come on by and watch us.
Yeah, what the hell not?
Sneak in a little happy hour.
Yeah, do a shot of the day with us, man. Ted versus the FCC will be live, and you're going to answer all the questions tomorrow live from Tony B. So we're going to do that tomorrow. So hope to see you up in Everett. Head Chef coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has frozen foods no one eats anymore. But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, if you could, my husband's been listening since he was young, and I really want to surprise him this year if possible. He specifically requested the Sexy Dirty Germans. If you guys could also do that, that would be amazing. His name is Aaron. I don't remember recommend doing that Aaron bit. He hates it. But
the
also
Aaron.
At the same time, Aaron, yeah. Yes. And other than the happy birthday, all I ask for you guys is to say that he lost the game for life. Thank you so much. That from the lovely Alexis.
Yeah, it's funny that your name is Aaron, because I plan on letting some Aaron out of the backside.
Yeah, listen, Aaron. We're about to have two O-O-O's.
Yeah. Call you Ooron.
And I like that you called us sexy.
Yeah, sexy Germans.
Yeah, everybody knows we're dirty, but glad to see you were looking at our bums.
Ho, ho, Ola Men's Room. My sister is turning redacted years old today and loves her some men's room. She'd also love a symphony of farts from Maestro Mike, Green Beans, and the captain talking about his relationship with Chef Wendell. I rock on Gen Set from Nick the Pizza Guy.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean. Okay. Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. You know, Chef Wendell, if you don't know, he's the man behind the delicious Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but also he's the only celibate mascot on the old SS Gubby. He won't engage in what he calls sexual congress. That doesn't mean he doesn't think about it, and that's how we bonded. He started asking to smell my mustache after I finished bumping uglies. He still does it to this day, and now He can sniff it just once and know exactly who has with. That man has the mind of a steel trap. Same for his anus. Crunch berries.
Good morning, men's room. I'd like to wish my best friend and husband of 33 years a happy 55th birthday. Bill's been listening to your show since we moved here from West Virginia in 2010. And he's a lifelong Bengals fan, so he could use a laugh. So if you would give him some dad jokes and wish him a happy 55th birthday, dirty German style, that would be perfect. Love you, babe. That from the lovely Melanie.
Yeah, we understand you're from West Virginia. So what we understand from our friend Miles here, who's also from West Virginia, unfortunately, we are not cousins, so I don't think you'd be into us.
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess we'll have to role play that one, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, cuz?
Yeah, your stepdad now.
All right, dad jokes. That's nice. Here. Do you want one that's real dirty? I'll give you the punchline later.
Yeah, of course.
What do you guys call a warrior that has hair stuck in his teeth? What do you call a warrior with hair stuck in his teeth?
I don't know.
I'll move on. How do trouts get Lyme disease?
How do trout
get Lyme disease?
I don't know.
You ticked off?
From fish ticks. Fish ticks.
Fish ticks.
Fish ticks.
Oh. Fish ticks.
Yeah. Why weren't the pants allowed in school? Why weren't the pants allowed in school?
I don't know. Why?
They were suspended. Okay. And the punchline, Gladiator. Guys, it's Carol's birthday today. She's 57 years old. Could you get the dirty Germans explaining that her birthday is time for her to get dirty with her Budweisers and she gets a whole 57 minutes grandkid free? So drink fast. How about a fish sandwich as well? And a pep talk from Coach Stead about how being a great grandma is an excuse to be a whiner fan and always hate on the home team. Support the home team and stop converting our kids to the dark side. And happy birthday from your oldest son, daughter-in-law, granddaughter, granddogger, and grand Ben.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, I like that you're 57 years old. Tonight we're going to do it grand doggy style.
Yeah, she's also going to have the homemade Heinz 57 sauce.
Yeah.
So are you Heinz or am I?
We can both be.
Yeah. Salty. All right, you're mad at her. She's a great-grandmother, right? And she's still a 49ers fan. Well, here's the deal. You know what great-grandmothers do? They talk about the olden days, like the 80s. All right? Those sons of bitches haven't been relevant in a long time. Certainly not winning any titles. Sure, they go, and they lose. So, yeah, there you go. Grandma's out there talking crazy again.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
No. Open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes now. Here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Just because you move doesn't mean it can't get there, Miles.
And I got to close up all my beverages now.
Yeah, I need to put this on top of my drink.
So these are some old school frozen foods that people don't really eat anymore. Mm. You guys know when the frozen dinner was invented?
I'm going to say for consumers to eat. I'm going to guess the 30s?
I'll say 50s.
Yeah, I was going 50s. I'll go 60s then.
1953.
Damn. Then again, a lot of people didn't really have freezers back in the day. You might have an ice chest, but not necessarily a freezer.
Ted, were you one of those families that had the set of TV dinner trays? There were four of them.
Oh, yeah.
In the living room, and you'd always just pop one out.
If you got to use the TV tray.
Oh, it was a good day,
that was
man.
Like a big night.
Yeah. You didn't have like to sit the table. Super Bowls on something.
Right. But it was also a fun reason to go to grandma's house. Because my grandma and granddad, by the time I'm a kid, they ate in front of the TV every night.
Sure.
So it was, and, you know, they're retired. So like, if you went to grandma's house for dinner, like, you're like, oh, sweet, we could watch TV.
All right, before you get to this list, I'm just curious.
By the way, for the record, yeah. Bird's Eye is the company that invented flash freezing foods, but TV dinners didn't evolve until 1953. The Swanson Company ordered too many turkeys and invents a turkey dinner.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Okay.
All right. So, like, if I opened your freezer right now, obviously there's ice and all that, but I mean,
I have no ice.
You have no ice?
Wow. I know.
Do you have ice trays?
I do not.
You don't have, ice in your home at all?
Nope. Ice free. Now.
Is that a conscious effort?
No. I just don't use ice. So I drink everything out of cans.
All right.
Or cold water or bottles. So then my buddy came over to watch F1. And he had his backpack, and he said, I'm going to make us some espresso martinis. I said, man, that sounds great. He goes, you don't have any ice. I said, no, my mom's not in town. Joe hasn't been over, so no ice. That is very strange.
That is weird.
That is. Really weird. So I was completely wrong. So
yeah.
You don't have ice. What frozen foods do you have? Not, I mean, like frozen meat for later. But
currently, I have Phillips crab cakes, crab cakes.
Oh, nice.
One single package of White Castle cheeseburgers.
All right.
And then chicken nuggets and chicken wings and some frozen veggies.
Mm. I know I have some chicken nuggets in there for the kids. I say the kids, I am too. Two of Rao's pizzas. One of them going down tonight. And I found out last night we had, I guess it's the Trader Joe's orange chicken.
Oh, nice. See, I've got a bag of Trader Joe's chicken fried rice.
Oh,
and nice. I've got a big bag of buffalo chicken wings that I got from the Anchor Bar in Buffalo, New York.
Nice. What's in your freezer, Mike?
I got a lot of ice packs, a lot of frozen fruits. Let's see. And then
I do have ice packs.
Yeah.
Just no ice.
Okay.
And then I do have a big old tub of ice because I've got ice cube trays. The entire bottom shelf is all just ice and cold.
Okay.
And then we've got frozen fruits. We've got a couple of Amy's mac and cheeses.
Ooh, strong, man. All right.
And that's pretty much it. Not much in the way of defrosted and needed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious. Because I know we have the pizzas. I know we have nuggets. We don't have the orange chicken anymore because my son made it for himself last night.
Attaboy.
Yeah, no.
That's actually for two.
And they're not.
For two different meals.
Yeah, and he's 13, so to him it's just one big meal. Look at this, perfect.
Perfect size.
Perfect amount, yeah.
Nobody's paying me to say this, but the Costco chicken breast chunk nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
They are delicious.
Breaded, all in?
They are, but they're closer to like a Chick-fil-A nugget.
Hmm. Okay, I got you.
As opposed to like a Dino nugget or your
sandwich. So they're all different shapes. They're real. They're real white meat.
Right. As far as nuggets go, they seem to be the realest. You know what I'm saying? They keep it real, dog.
You ever see the nuggets on a living chicken? Change your life.
I have one. That's why. All right. So, number 10 on this list. These are frozen fruits no one eats anymore. Welsh rabbit. No, rarebit. Welsh rarebit?
Rarebit?
Is it rabbit?
I feel like it's rabbit.
I say rabbit, but it's rarebit.
That is rarebit. I wonder if it's...
I thought it was pronounced rabbit.
Welsh rabbit is an actual dish.
So is this, but it's just bread, mustard, and cheese.
That is Welsh rabbit.
That looks dope.
Welsh rabbit has no rabbit at all.
Correct.
That's literally what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess they call it rarebit maybe because it's a company name.
I've never even heard of that.
Rabbit. Or maybe it's just English.
Or something, yeah.
Right, you say it fast enough with a little bit of an accent. Rabbit.
Stone Welsh rabbit. Rabbit, right?
Welsh rabbit.
Yeah, yeah. And he was disappointed because there's no rabbit, yeah.
It's also, like, that seems pretty easy to make. Why don't you get a frozen version?
That's the thing. Exactly, man. Like, I think you could pull that off.
Yeah. All right, next on the list, frozen chow mein. I also feel like, I'll be honest, chow mein, like, when I was a kid, we used to eat chow mein, like, I feel like once or twice a week.
Yeah, the frozen stuff, right?
La Choy?
Yeah, we did too. La Choy, that was your go-to.
Yeah.
That was the only thing you could take home.
And we were happy if we got it.
Had the water chestnuts in there, the little tiny pieces of corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water chestnuts ended up on the side of my plate.
What happened to the noodles, the hard noodles? What happened to the tiny corn?
I don't see that much anymore in Chinese food.
You mean the frozen or just in general?
No, just the little tiny
ones.
Yeah, the little ones.
I feel like when I was a kid, we were eating tiny corn all the time.
Yeah. Is it still rocking on the East Coast? It was guaranteed you got the little tiny corn.
Mike, when you were a kid, you got Chinese food. Was there tiny corn involved?
I believe there was. I didn't get too much into it, but I believe it was there, yeah.
So what happened to the tiny corn?
Yeah.
I haven't had Chinese food since probably the early 2000s.
Really?
Wow. Just hating on Chinese food?
I am not hating. We are not hating whatsoever. The old man had to lower the sodium intake a bit, so Chinese food
disappears. Right? Yeah. Okay.
Like, you own a home. You're married. You could order.
Get some freaking Chinese food.
I took a look at it. It's very expensive to order Chinese food.
Yes, it is. It is.
It and is.
You'll overorder. It's a guarantee.
Right? But you have leftovers.
Because everything looked great.
And Chinese food is definitely one of those things. Like, I don't know why. Like, if I order a pizza, right? I order a medium pizza. It's just me.
Right.
And you still have some left over. But you're right. Chinese food, it could be just me, but...
I'm getting
two
this,
dinners
getting
and an appetite. This, and this. Right. Yeah, every time.
I ordered the large pizza so I can get as many leftovers as I can.
It depends on the place, all right? I'm just thinking Pagliacci, that large is massive.
Yeah. Like.
But you're right. Other places, you get a large. All right, next on the list, and this one's just a fact of the matter that there's other options now, but it's the Boca Burgers. The original kind of vegetarian burger.
No. I think because they were first, I want to say, at least as far as I know.
And correct.
I think everything that's come after them has perfected what they were trying to do.
It was easy to do.
So I think at that point, you're saying they were so bad.
Like I did a month being a vegetarian years ago. Boca Burgers were pretty easy because they taste kind of like nothing. Mm-hmm. So whatever I used to cook them on the Foreman grill and then just, I don't know, throw some cheese, ketchup, mustard. It's like, all right, tastes
disguise
like
that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. These are frozen foods. Nobody's eating anymore. Kid cuisine dinners.
I had a lot of those when I was a kid.
Kid cuisine.
I should say my family did. Like lean cuisine.
They had like, kid cuisine.
Those were the blue box.
I'm looking at it now. Okay. So.
Yeah, we didn't do Swanson. We did kid cuisine because there, from time to time there was TV dinner night. And the sisters would get something from kid cuisine. And I always just got a Tony's pizza.
Yeah.
Did you ever meet Casey, the kid cuisine mascot? I'm looking at him now. He's a penguin.
No.
I'm looking at one of their meals. So it's looks like tater tots, the ridged kind of potato chip looking things, a brownie.
The brownie was always in there.
And corn.
Yeah.
Loose corn. And I get it. But also, I feel like technology's come far enough. Like, I just don't feel like people eat as many TV dinners, period.
Did they have different variations of kid cuisine, or was it always...
Probably a couple.
They probably had a couple.
Okay, I'm saying grilled cheese with pudding. All right, okay.
Now, this one's kind of odd. It says frozen breakfast platters. I mean, like, you still see breakfast sandwiches.
So, like a McDonald's breakfast.
Big breakfast. That's what I'm thinking.
So, pancakes, sausage, probably a hash brown on there.
It would also seem hard to cook all that and have it all come out cooked at the right same time. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you got eggs in there. You got pancakes.
Yeah.
probably just heat and serve.
Right. So I'm looking at a few different ones. Yeah, scrambled eggs, bacon, hash brown bites, if that's what those things are called. Yeah, they got a couple different versions. Then there's one that kind of looks, it looks disgusting. I guess it's a bowl, but it almost looks like scrambled egg helper.
All right. Well, now it's funny because nowadays they definitely like, is it Jimmy Dean? Who does a big frozen thing? They have the bowls and stuff that...
Jimmy Dean has a bowl. I'm looking at it now. The Meat Lovers.
They got sausages, too, like sausage biscuits.
Yeah, they do. And they have mini ones. Fish sticks.
Yeah, they're not as big now.
I did like them when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, we ate fish sticks all the time.
All the freaking
time,
yeah.
Did your kids eat fish sticks?
I think when they were really young, so like maybe 2 or 3 years old, but by 5, they'd pretty much aged out of it. And it went more to the chicken nugget world.
Now they love just fish and crab.
Well, it's funny because you're right. Kids still love chicken nuggets, but like the fish stick kind of went away.
I feel like you can give your kid fish sticks up until they can start saying what they really do like.
I love fish and chips, though.
Well, and then when I was like 12 or 13, me and my brother thought we were chefs because we would just get white bread, lay 4 fish sticks on there, a piece of American cheese, and we were making fish sandwiches.
I didn't do it with the cheese, but I throw like hot sauce on there or something. But same thing.
Also, nowadays, man, like, some of the frozen fish that's even just kind of like giant fish sticks, right? Yeah. Like the Gordon's Fisherman, he's got like extra crunchy fish fillets. Mm-hmm. It's like,
they're good.
All right.
They're not bad.
Especially with the air fryer.
Yeah. Hot sauce. Old Bay.
I go malt vinegar.
I'm just describing how I make them. Frozen foods no one eats anymore. Frozen orange juice concentrate.
That's a fact. People don't make orange juice.
That was big in my house, too. I remember that. Every summer, man.
I think also... people just don't drink as much juice. Because when I was a kid, it was like, you could drink all the juice you wanted. You couldn't have soda all the time. And then probably like when I was in high school, everybody was like, yo, yo, yo. Turns out the juice has just as much sugar.
If not more.
Soda.
Juicy juice cans were huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you thought you were being healthy, and look. It's not a conspiracy theory. The farmers in Florida were smart, and they were like, hey, you got to have this at breakfast. And everybody's like, I guess we got to have orange juice.
Well, because you talk about the one thing it does have. Like, hey, vitamin C. Man, you need vitamin C. Your body doesn't retain it. You go, cool. So you just perceive that as being healthy. They didn't say it also has a nice ton of sugar, but it does have vitamin C.
It doesn't even have 5% real fruit juice in it.
Correct. And look, nowadays, right, like I don't drink a lot of orange juice, and I know the stuff you're buying is not the best form of vitamin C, right? You can take it. You can eat it in chewables. But one fun part about getting a cold is drinking orange juice.
I drink the piss out of orange juice.
Orange juice is delicious.
It is.
You ever drink a screwdriver anymore?
Not anymore, no.
I get you a little morning screwy. Salisbury steak makes the list.
Yeah, I'm never a fan of that.
Love them.
Ooh.
I mean, it's a meat it's ground beef formed into a steak with brown gravy.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes, corn.
Thank you, Miles. Jesus. All right, so flam clam strips. Fried clam strips makes the list.
I didn't know anyone was eating that.
I never ate clam strips till I moved to the Northwest.
All right.
And realized people love them. Here's the one that I know all three of us are like, you gotta be kidding me. French bread pizza.
Really?
Oh. It's good stuff. You just gotta have patience.
Okay, to answer your question.
When's the last time anybody bought it?
Within the last 5 years.
I've had it this year.
Within a couple months, yeah.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah.
I'm in them both.
Slacking, Ted.
I love them, but I don't know.
What's your brand?
Oh, Stouffer's.
Oh, we go Red Baron.
Well, here's my issue is that there's so many frozen pizzas now, sometimes I feel like they're giving them away.
Yeah, I know.
So I just never buy the French bread pizza.
It's still as good as you remember, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
9.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here, it's a 5:08. We'll drink results for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. More than 600 artifacts of cultural significance have been stolen from a UK museum.
In one heist?
I believe so.
Maybe they'll give them back to the rightful owners.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, no.
they stole them in the first place.
That's a good point.
I'm going to get my crab back, dude.
Yeah, I think I'll say.
I'm Egypt.
Back.
Yeah. That is a strong point.
It's the original sausage roll.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I just feel like museum heists are kind of like a thing right now.
I guess it's easy to do.
Right? Well, that's how they furnish their museum.
Yeah.
It's the reason they have a museum. Because they stole everybody's crap. Yeah.
Look what we found.
This would look better back here on the shelf.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I feel zero sympathy for that.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
I mean, look, you just got to acknowledge what it is.
Sure.
I mean, we did it, right? There's a lot of native artifacts. We just kind of took over the land and went, we should keep these. Yeah.
This is NATO.
Look at this museum.
We're going to put it in a house. We'll charge money to look at it. It'd be great. A new study suggests that modern dogs have larger brains than their ancient counterparts.
That makes sense.
Basically, they were saying where domesticated animals, their brain size, intelligence, if you will, goes down. Dogs have actually shown an upward trend.
Maybe because of how we interact with them.
I believe so.
Because think about all the other domesticated animals, whether it's livestock. You're not really out there walking your cat. Like, you're feeding them and then you lead them to slaughter or you milk them. With dogs, I mean, you interact with them significantly, or at least I do.
We give them jobs.
Yeah, but exactly.
Well, they've never seen a drug steer.
Right.
Right?
Well, they don't have to hunt for food. They have more time to think.
Maybe. But there's drug dog. You know what I mean? Like, we give them dogs.
We give them commands, jobs. You know, I mean, all this different stuff. Exactly.
Go to the airport, then there's TSA Farmer Brown just walking a steer up and down the aisle.
Yeah, just a Texas Longhorn. Like, crap. We don't have weed on us, do we?
Got a big vest that says, do not pet.
That would be wild. Yeah. What is that? It's a drug bear.
Don't touch it, man. Back up.
Drug bear.
There he is.
I'll tell you what. If there was a cop that had a drug bear.
Oh, man.
And he's walking up through the air, I'd be like, sir, come on, let me touch it and get a picture. Please, you're the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's the most badass thing.
Like, does he sleep in your home? I have so many questions about you and drug bear.
What's that, drug rhino?
Drug steer.
That's cool. There's a new souvenir that people are obsessed over globally. Convenience store socks from Japan. That's apparently a thing. You know, the Japanese, they have a lot of vending machines that have different things that you can buy. Apparently in the convenience stores, they have little packs of socks that you can buy, and people are losing their freaking minds over it.
I mean, are they quality socks? Do they have characters on them? Or is it just that I got it from...
They're plain. They're like green striped socks. And I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sock.
Right. But people are like, oh my God, look at these socks.
Look, I'd make fun of them, but I know a lot of people that own a lot of Buc-ee's gear.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Good call. But that's a brand.
Yeah, at least you're saying where you were. You know, like, right, I respect Buc-ee's. These are like, they're just green socks with stripes.
Right. This is like you can go into 7-Eleven, Rite Aid, CVS, all of them. It's like, hey, get some socks.
Actually, the 7-Elevens here should have sock vending machines for about 80% of the clientele that rolls in there.
I know.
Denture vending machines. Nail clippers.
Buy three slices of pizza, we'll give you some free underwear.
No kidding, man.
1,000 in there. 7-Eleven underpants.
Portable toilet. I mean, that's just my experience. Maybe put these things in vending machines.
I like that you've bought three slices of pizza. First of all, if you're buying three slices at 7-Eleven, just buy the pizza. Right? The pizzas are like, what, $5 or $6? But I like the guy's like, oh, here's your socks.
There you go. You need a pair of socks.
You got a punch card? Here's your pair of socks.
Enjoy those, man. I think 7-Eleven socks would do well. You know, the 7-Eleven by my place, they have like a hat rack and stuff like that. If they had 7-Eleven branded socks, I think that would kill. Bless you.
Did your 7-Eleven have the usual clientele?
There's a couple.
Yeah, I mean, always. I just guarantee. Yeah.
They're camped out back.
They need a vending machine that gives out change.
they're not out back. They're out front.
Yeah.
The 7-Eleven I go to now might be the calmest 7-Eleven I've ever been a part of.
I know which one you go to.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
It's great.
Put your thinking caps on, boys. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. A noun brought to you by the letter L, and I give you guys a 60% chance of success. It's a word with literary flair that can refer broadly to something very large and powerful, or more narrowly to a large sea animal or a totalitarian state having a vast bureaucracy. Mainly something very large and very powerful. An L word, and it's a noun.
Leviathan.
Leviathan. You nailed it, Steve. Well done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've only heard it in reference to the sea creature.
That's Leviathan.
The only clue that I got out of all that. Okay.
It showed up a couple times.
Yeah.
It's usually just something that's massive.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Back to Frosty, huh?
Librarians are being accused of hiding secret books that don't exist because AI made them up as source material.
So people are looking for these books. Librarians are saying, I don't know what you're talking about, and they're accused of...
People looked up some sort of information through AI, and AI was like, this is the answer. Here's our cited source material. And it's one of those where AI has hallucinated the origin of it.
Right.
So it's completely making up books, and so people are going, you know, I want to read this, that, and the other book, and it doesn't exist. So now they're being accused of hiding.
I thought this was more like students turning the work. We're like, the librarian's hiding it. It's a real book.
I mean, come on, man. Of all the people that are not going to hide a book, it's going to be a librarian.
Right.
Yeah, that's their thing.
I read that and I was like, people are still going to the library? Awesome.
Oh, there's people going to the library. They're just not going there to read.
No.
You ever walk by the library down here?
You checked out three books, use your socks.
Yeah. Same thing. If they're not at 7-Eleven, they're at the library.
It just sucks. A woman posted an article on Slate detailing how, in spite of raising her daughter with minimalist principles, she still fell into the consumer trap by age 8.
Well, one, you live in the U.S., so you're bombarded with that stuff. And also, a lot of times, what you try to prevent your kids from experiencing, they're going to go the other way. Like I said, and this sounds terrible, but I mean it. When I was in high school, there's a couple of different Catholic all-girls high schools around us. So you would debate which party you went to, and then if we heard Mercy specifically, hey, the girls from Mercy are going to be at this party. That's the party you went to. Because whatever you're teaching them, man, that skirt dropped quick.
And I know we're not supposed to cross that line, but as I'm reading this, the things that she did, you know, there were no birthday gifts, there were no Christmas gifts, there was, you know, she made her daughter wooden toys that loved.
No wonder.
Right. She absolutely loved it. She enjoyed it. It's like, no, that's all she had.
That's all she had, and you make use of what you got, but then anytime you meet another human being,
right,
that kind of changes the game a little bit.
You know, she got into school, and then all of a sudden she's wanting to buy toys, loves the idea of buying toys, all the toys, trading toys, playing with it with consumer toys.
What did you think was going to happen when she went to school?
Right.
And saw two kids in a normal household.
Like, I hate to be this guy. All you did was deprive your child of a doggone childhood.
Yeah.
Because you wanted to push your agenda. Well done. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'll get off my pulse
Wooden
here.
Toys.
Wooden toys.
Homemade wooden toys.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Yeah.
According to researchers, social media political debates don't represent most people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
It's rage bait.
Yeah.
It is literally there just to make you angry so that you interact with it so that they can say, look at how many interactions I got.
There you go.
It's also a bot.
It is. It is.
A lot of it's a bot. And then also, like, some people just don't do any research. So they just see stuff and post it.
Of course.
Correct.
Yeah. And then the other thing I would say, too, is that, like, look, I get it. There might be somebody you really don't like on one political side. But both sides sometimes just cherry pick one comment.
Always.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, well,
whole campaigns are running that, right?
Correct. Right. You gotta read the whole statement.
Right. Right. Steve, what day is it, my friend?
Today is Friday Eve.
It is National Have a Bagel Day, correct?
I was gonna say that.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Did you have a bagel today?
I didn't.
The Men's Room Top 10.
So in honor of National Have a Bagel Day, I decided to look up the top 10 toppings on a bagel.
So not the bagel itself.
Not the bagel itself.
But
you know what
people put on
the
bagel.
Look for is the top
does this
10.
Count bagel sandwiches?
Yes, it does.
All right. Okay. That's important to know.
Let me also, you know what, I'm going to run that down just because that's an even better thing to go there, Steve, is the top
the plain,
styles of
the
bagel.
Onion. There is the everything is my
tomato,
go-to.
Capers.
Ooh, I like
red onion specifically.
There's the blueberry
cinnamon
bagel,
raisin, cinnamon the blueberry blueberry one,
plain old butter,
French toast bagel, garlic bagel, Asiago bagel.
Those are good.
Asiago.
Oh, yeah.
Poppy seed bagel, chocolate chip bagel, pumpernickel bagel.
I don't like the sweet bagels. Like I like chocolate chips. I like bagels.
I don't mind.
And
cinnamon,
they're not bad.
Cinnamon raisin's not bad,
but I don't want a chocolate chip bagel.
Cinnamon raisin and butter is tops.
Did you get rid of the raisins?
Yeah. I don't know that I'd eat a chocolate chip bagel, but that cinnamon raisin bagel is top notch.
Second only to the onion bagel.
You lost me there, champ.
Okay, you know what? I'll leave you behind, Ted. These are the top 10 toppings on a bagel. What do you guys like to have on your bagel? Miles, you rattled off a handful there. What would be your favorite thing to put on a bagel?
That would be cream cheese and lox.
Cream cheese and lox.
With butter.
All That's right. me. And don't add the freaking capers, you son of a bitch. I just said cream cheese and lettuce.
You don't
what
like olive things,
did
do you?
I say, what's that?
You don't like olive type things, do you?
I like olives.
Just not capers.
I don't like capers. Frog testicles.
Hmm.
So I tell my mother every time.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Attaboy. All right. Number 10, they go with the everything bagel seasoning.
I actually put some of that in my chicken salad.
Oh, good.
We have it at home, and pretty much anytime I make a bagel, even if I'm eating an everything bagel, I'll still dump a little more on the cream cheese.
You guys go to Trader Joe's, get that everything but the bagel seasoning.
That may have been where it came from, actually.
Hell yeah, dude.
So my wife told me about it, and I almost did a backflip. I was like, I love you.
There was a hot minute there where that was kind of a universal seasoning for me.
Yeah.
Actually, it works well on steak. It basically is just Montreal steak seasoning. Yeah. If you want to just replicate it, buy Montreal steak seasoning. It's the same thing.
Hell yeah.
I was just saying, some of the cream cheeses have really come along.
Yes.
Yes, they have.
Like, when we had an Einstein near here, there was a handful of really, really good ones that they had down there.
It sucks that they're not there.
I know, man. I'm mad. Tomatoes, onions, and capers.
Yep.
Oh,
that's part of the whole lox spread.
Gotcha. But they don't include the lox. Lox show up a little bit further up, but just straight up tomatoes, onions, and capers. That's actually not a bad combo.
Yeah, a lot of people eat that.
Mm-hmm.
Classic savory additions, especially with lox or cream cheese, as they say. So what kind of onions is it?
Red and raw.
I don't know how I feel about it.
He's describing his penis, lady.
Basically, the only way you should ever eat a red onion, raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
I hate when they put it on pizza, I'm about to lose my mind.
I was just saying, it's funny. I love a raw red onion on stuff, but like some people hate them.
They do. Well, they're very, very, very potent, you know?
Yes.
But you almost always just eat them raw.
And it's weird how when I was a kid, you know, I would eat onions more accurately. I wouldn't pull the onions off of things that I was eating unless it was just an egregious amount.
Yeah.
But as I got older, all of a sudden I was like, this would go really well.
There's an absolute like onion like board that you look at to see what you do with different kinds of onions.
Okay.
And shallots are the closest thing to a red onion that you cook.
Yes.
But a red onion is like, absolutely, under no circumstances do you cook this onion.
I don't know anybody who does.
Well, they'll put it on a pizza every once in a while. I'm just like, golly, guys.
But I did not like
it's like warm.
I was gonna say, I didn't like onions for years. And then in my 30s, like, I had a burger that had red onion. I was like, what in the hell is this? This is delicious.
My goodness.
Again, top 10 toppings on a bagel. Hummus is that number 8.
I've never done that.
A great savory plant-based
bread. Pretty good.
All right. Yeah.
In place of the cream cheese, it was hummus, right? And it's one of those deals where we had hummus in the fridge. We were out of cream cheese. I didn't know it was a thing, but I'm just like, that's it. I'm going to put it on there. And it was great.
I would feel like I would want to add something else with it. That's where I put on some like cherry tomatoes or something like that.
You put cucumbers on there.
Yeah.
anything that goes
just
to hummus.
Stick with the Greek theory, you know, theory on,
correct,
on food.
I think hummus is just great.
It is.
It is, but to me, a little goes a long way. There does come a point with hummus.
Really?
Yeah.
I could eat a bowl of hummus.
I'm with you, dude.
Me too.
Go to town on it. Tuna or chicken salad?
Oh man, chicken salad. Chicken salad for the win on that one. Tuna salad's great, but chicken salad, man, there's a
on a bagel.
Oh my.
Yeah.
You think of Towson bagel.
Is that a closed face sandwich or is that an open face sandwich?
It's closed face.
Okay.
You can eat it open if you want, but there was a place called Towson Bagel in Baltimore. And it's around the corner from the radio station. And at least three times a week, I would go there, get the everything bagel, toasted, sons of bitches, with their chicken salad. I don't know what they put in their chicken salad. It could have been rats and heroin. It was so good, you did not care.
No kidding, dude.
Oh, seriously, man.
The first thing I thought when you said chicken salad on a bagel was Towson bagel.
Yeah. and then right next to our Cluck U chicken.
Yep.
Nice. Top 10 toppings on a bagel, peanut butter. That's a simple one for the morning.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
You ever slice a banana and put it on top of the peanut butter
bagel? Especially
good
with banana or apple slices for a sweet and nutty treat.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. Hmm. That sounds dope. Honestly, yeah. I've done peanut butter banana toast. So honestly, a bagel I think would take that into the next level.
Okay.
I used to just take a tortilla, spread peanut butter on it, put a banana inside it, and roll it up.
Mexican style, yeah.
Mexican style.
Avocado. Mashed or sliced, often with egg, salt, or everything seasoning.
It's fine. Yeah.
See, that's the one where I go to town on it.
Really? Like, yeah. I don't dislike avocado. It doesn't have enough taste to hate. It doesn't have enough taste to love. It's just kind of
some fresh ground pepper takes that next level.
I agree.
I'm with you. Like, I can just eat half an avocado, but I got to put some salt and pepper on it.
Yes, you do.
Got to vote, too, for a jalapeno and a cheddar on our YouTube.
I've never had those bagels
before. They are amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Top 10 toppings on a bagel. There you go, 10. The bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, man.
It's a hearty popular breakfast sandwich.
I mean, personally, I would prefer Taylor ham, egg, and cheese.
See, I go sausage.
But that's specific.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah, nothing wrong with that.
All right, I'm with you. Sausage to me is always with the muffin.
Okay.
But if it's a bagel, I go bacon.
Because the grease drips through the hole there.
Oh, well, and the sausage slides out.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, it's like eating ciabatta bread.
It really is.
I'm not getting into
just
it.
Just keep going, Mike.
We're not doing it.
Not today.
It's the holiday season. Damn it, drop it.
I hope somebody shows up with ciabatta bread tomorrow.
I hope they do, too, because I will enjoy it.
Because you can beat them over the head with it and knock them out because it's so hard and nasty.
I'm not getting into it with you two.
You file down my toenails.
You throw one of those, man, you knock someone's eye out.
Scrooge. Number three is butter. That, to me, is like my number one.
Right. Yeah, you start there.
Yeah.
And then you put whatever else you want on top.
Damn straight.
Does anybody else, like, there's also, like, to me, levels of bagels. So if I go to a bagel place, I want cream cheese or a sandwich.
Absolutely.
But if I just buy like frozen bagels or bagels at the
store, whatever.
Just butter, it's fine.
Is it a West Coast thing to have a scooped bagel, as they call it?
I don't know about that.
Yes.
What is a scoop bagel?
Can we stop doing that?
People take the bagel and they scoop out all the bread.
What do they do with the bread? Just throw it out?
They just want the cream cheese in there? Yeah, I don't know. Like, look, I could fathom it. On like a sub roll if you're making a sandwich.
Understood.
A little deeper pit.
But they just want that cream cheese basically in the onion skin or the
like
bagel
a crust,
skin.
Yeah. New York City's the like bagel capital of the state.
Sure.
Try to order one there. They're gonna throw you out of that shop.
Right. I'm gonna throw you out of the shop. That's like the best part of the doggone bagel.
Okay.
Scooping the damn thing. Lox comes in at number two. Lox and cream cheese.
That's my go-to.
The iconic New York deli pairing, often with red onions and capers. I have never done it before. It sounds fantastic.
It's simple.
It's just the amount of lox. Like, I just want, like, a couple little thin
just
sheets of it.
Well,
sometimes it's thick. It's like, Jesus, man.
Sometimes you can buy it together as a spread. So that's the way you want to start.
Gotcha. Like the salmon's in the cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And then the number one top 10 topping on a bagel. It's easy. It's cream cheese.
Plain flavor, whatever you
want it to be. The thing is that there's also some new sandwiches that are out there, and somebody that we know sells sandwiches with them. That's some thick doggone cream cheese on there, man.
I'll get it on the side and put it on later.
They're pre-wrapped.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay. I mean, look, she puts on a proper schmear.
Yeah, that's...
But, man, if you're doing it at home, get the whipped
cream cheese.
That's a game changer.
But the problem with the whipped cream cheese that I've had, maybe it's just me, when the bagel's hot and you try to put it on...
It'll melt.
Right, it kind of melts before you're done spreading it.
Okay.
You got a lot of
first world problem is what we call this, but I mean, the kids are like, God damn it, man.
My problem is with that whipped cream cheese, before you know it, there's salami in it.
Oh, no.
What happened?
A man in Australia was out with his partner when he checked his pet cam feed and found an interesting intruder in his home. Miles,
what's going on there?
About at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to Dragon Time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 41-year-old Toma Talant. He's originally from Albania. However, he is serving time in a maximum security prison known as Opera Maximum Security Prison in Milan, Italy. But he recently escaped and used a method they're saying they take straight out of a Hollywood movie. So he managed to snatch a file from the prison workshop. No one noticed. And then, they're not sure how much time he spent, but he managed to cut through the metal bars on his cell window and then rappelled down the side of the building with, you guessed it, the improvised rope made from knotted bedsheets. I mean, this is as textbook movie as it gets. Now, keep in mind, he was scheduled to be released in 2048, so he had a hot minute. But he decided after he climbed to the bottom, he crossed the prison courtyard, climbed the outer wall without anyone noticing. The escape happened to coincide with the changing of the guards. But the reason we're toasting him, this is the fourth time he has escaped from this maximum security prison in the last 16 years. So he's there until 2048. That's when he's scheduled to be there. About once every 4 years, my man, and every time he's escaped, has been a different method. So they don't know what to do with this guy. It's a maximum security prison. They haven't found him yet. And they're like, look, you know, if you find him, basically the public's upset because they go, what are you going to do if you find him? Put him under maximum security jail? Like, dude, just
not gonna
at this point, to like, let him go. Just let him go. Stop.
See, it sounds like an episode of I Almost Got Away With It.
It sounds like an episode of I Got Away With It.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. But we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
Oh, yeah. Should do that.
That's the best part, man.
All right, let's get a contestant online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.